Om Shanti, a greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. We've been experimenting with this idea of soul and body being separate but working together. And yes, experimenting with the awareness of the being that I am, the soul that I am, and seeing if in that awareness I can experience mastery over my physical senses. Let's explore a little bit further what actually is going on inside I, the soul, the inner being. What I find is that when I go deeper and deeper within, I discover these five qualities which are my own natural qualities: peace, love, truth, happiness, and purity. But of course, we don't always experience this in life because we are so focused on the external, the physical identity, that we lose touch with ourselves. And so going on this inner journey and understanding who I am actually helps me understand exactly what's going on within this inner being. For example, when I let myself sit quietly, what do I notice? That I want to be quiet, but my mind is ticking over. And maybe it's ticking over gently, maybe it's going through floods of thoughts, a whole tsunami of thoughts sometimes. And so I realized that within this inner being, there are thoughts, many, many different types of thoughts. It can be negative thoughts, it can be wasteful thoughts, it can be ordinary thoughts, it can be positive thoughts, it can be pure thoughts, it can be very elevated thoughts. All of that is possible. I, the inner being, am capable of any type of quality of thinking that I choose. All of us have the possibility of experiencing elevated, noble thoughts, which are not of concern for me on any level of selfishness. They are thoughts based on the eternal awareness of my spiritual identity, but they are thoughts of nobility, thoughts of reaching out and serving, pure, elevated thoughts. Yet we also all have the experience of the other side, that sometimes things happen and I get into a negative frame and people tell me, why are you so negative? But I justify it. I think I'm right. And so I get into more negativity. But that's me. I can be either here or I can be there. I can choose where it is I wish to be. And so understanding that I am the creator of my own thoughts is a very powerful way to take charge, to take control, and switch around the quality of my thinking. I can do that. It can either go here or it can go there. And I have to make a choice. But every time there's a repeated thought, the thought comes, then it comes again, and it becomes a broken record. It's again and again and again. Well, it creates a feeling. And that feeling is there within me now. And so even though the situation externally may change, but that feeling stays within me. I'll give you an example. Somebody has kept me waiting and the thought keeps coming. They don't have any respect for me. They don't have any regard for me. I'm not able to reach them on the phone, so I don't know why they're late. They're not phoning me. And so again, what's going on? And so this feeling begins to come because the thought keeps coming. They don't respect me. And then the feeling comes of having been disrespected. And so when the person arrives and there's a perfectly reasonable explanation of why they're late and why they couldn't connect with me, and yet the feeling now of that disregard is so strong that my behavior with them is no longer one of respect. If I felt I was respected, I would give them respect. But now the feeling is that they don't respect me. And so I'm very abrupt with them. I don't talk to them politely. I don't engage with them in a normal way. And of course they pick it up and they feel it. And so the relationship becomes a bit strained. And even though there was a very good reason, and I accepted it in my thinking, but my feelings were still there. I couldn't adjust my feelings. And so the quality of my thinking creates my feelings. Thoughts will come and go very fast. One moment here, the next moment there. But my feelings, you can't shift them around so quickly. And so it's important that I watch the quality of my thoughts, then my feelings can also be pure and elevated, noble feelings. Feelings filled with dignity and respect for the self and respect for others. And so this is that area that we give a label. We call it the mind. Then there's another area which is deeper, more subtle, but you can see that it's there. And that is my capacity for reasoning, the buddhi, the intellect. So not intellectual, but that energy within the inner being, the soul, that has the ability to take in knowledge and to be able to process it and to be able to turn it into something that's going to be useful. My understanding, my reasoning, and this will even guide me in the work that I have to do in terms of my conscience. Understanding, analyzing, and seeing what is truly right and what is actually not quite right, what is in fact wrong. My buddhi is the balance that the scales Lady Justice holds in her hand. She's blindfolded, but she holds a pair of scales. It's not a question of seeing with our physical eyes. It's a question of understanding what's going on so that my decision-making can be clear and clean. It's not impacted by my feelings. You see, all this is happening within this point of light, the soul. But yet within this point of light, so much is included. And all these things are subtle things. You can't see them at all. You can understand them. You can know them by your own journey within. And so the intellect has this dual capacity to understand and then to guide in terms of my conscience. And then there's a third aspect, the samskaras, the impressions that I carry. Many, 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 many. Just imagine how many experiences I have from the moment I awaken to the moment my head hits the pillow at night. Thousands and thousands of experiences. And I might not consciously remember all this, but it's recorded. Everything is recorded within the soul. And so this creates my predispositions or my instincts, or we can call it even the subconscious. It's there below the surface. It's there. How do all of these things work together? Is there some mechanism that's holding them together and making them function together? Yes, there is. And it's working in a cyclical way. Out of my sanskars, I see something, I hear something, there's a trigger, and out of my sanskars comes a thought. I'll give you an example. Maybe I see a dog, and my last experience of a dog was very scary. I was almost bitten by the dog. And so now, out of that impression that's there, the first thought that comes is of fear. Do I run? Do I stay? Where do I go? What do I do? Do I lash out and hit the dog because of the last experience that I had? Not sure. But any one of these thoughts can come up based on the sanskars that I carry within myself. These thoughts come. The buddhi, the intellect, will judge. Do I? Do I not? Do I run? Do I stay? Do I hit? Do I be silent? What is it that I'm going to do? The buddhi will reason and analyze and come to a decision, and that's the action I'll perform accordingly. And of course, all this is happening within one individual, all these variety of experiences coming up, but it's happening within every single one who's witnessing that scene. Somebody else is watching. Is the dog going to come to me? What's he going to do? Am I going to run? Am I going to hit? What's going to happen? Another person, again, based on their own personal experiences, will have a whole train of thoughts coming up in the same way. So, one incident, but many thoughts, and then depending on the quality of the intellect, clean, no impressions from the past. That was one dog, not all dogs are the same. Maybe this one doesn't have any bad intentions, and so the intellect stays clean. What is the situation now? There's no indication that there's any violence from the dog, so why should I react with violence? It's okay, it's going to be fine. Let me be calm, let me be peaceful. And so the process goes on very quickly. All this happens very fast. And then whatever comes through that filter is what I decide to do, the action I decide to perform. And that's the imprint that's now created. And according to this new imprint, next time I come across a dog, maybe now I'll be more compassionate, more considerate, and I won't even consider the possibility of hitting or running. My approach will be totally different. So there's a cycle that's going on inside. Very fast, very subtle, just energy, nothing physical, but it's real. This is how it works. Sanskars, impressions, thoughts, the filter, the action, and the record, the new record of experience that's now being recorded. Now that I understand all of this, is there a way in which I can change my impressions? The beautiful thing of science currently is that it's validating all the things that we know from our practical experience. We know people can change. Maybe there's an accident. Maybe there's a bereavement. People can change. Whatever it may be, but we know that people can change. And of course, earlier we were told that, well, whatever impressions are created in the brain up to the age 7, they're not going to change after that. So now science tells us something else. They tell us that the brain has plasticity. And so it means that changes can happen. And definitely that's my experience, that whatever sanskars, impressions the soul may be carrying, if I wish to change negative sanskars and create that which is pure and positive within myself, I can do it. start by changing my thinking pattern, go on to help make the intellect very clean, so that only the good thoughts, the pure thoughts, come through the filter into action, and you'll begin to see the change in your habits, the change in your attitude, the change in your sanskaras and the impressions that you carry. So that's good news. And of course, within our sanskaras are those original qualities that we've been speaking about. So let's go on that inner journey and experience those. I'll speak out my own thoughts and invite you to follow these ideas. Going within, coming to the awareness of the soul, I shine. I am a being of light. And as I shine, I can feel that neighbors and others want to see how I respond, how I behave. But I'm not looking outside at them anymore. I'm looking at myself. And I go deeper and deeper. And I come to that state where I connect with the inner being. And I can see many thoughts running, going here and there, but I choose one thought, the thought of peace. I hold peace in my mind, and holding peace allows my thoughts to become calm. Peace is my original state of being. Peace is who I am. Peace is natural. Peace begins to feel very familiar. Peace is who I want to be. And in this awareness of peace, I send out vibrations of peace. To my family, to my relations, to the whole world. The whole world is my family, and I send peace to all. Om Shanti.